What? That's it?
Yes, that's it.
Wow. Well, Mom's not gonna be here to pick me up for a little bit longer. So I guess I'll just sit here and hang out with you and get bored.
Actually, I may have one more story I could tell. It begins with... Yes, Savvy. She ended up helping Threadripper in 0 Day with a bit of a problem.
Come on! Why can't I just use my computer?
Aesthetics!
I literally have a filter for old-timey tape recorder.
Valentine said if we don't do this, he's not going to the station to get the recording or apologize to the station for breaking their new DJ.
Fine. It said it was an evil mastermind robot. How could I know it was full of it? Ugh. So I know I'm supposed to talk about whatever Valentine does at the beginning of his tape, some lesson or metaphor or rambling trip into history of the supernatural world. My story doesn't really have any of that. Just 0 Day being a big stupid jerk.
Hey!
Come on! Newbon Point, somebody help him out!
Ha! Like you'll be able to defeat me, KHFan1335!
You have not yet seen the true power of my Kung Fu!
Kung Fu has nothing against my stone guardians!
Your stone guardians or my new lawn gnomes? Victory!
Help me, Savvy Juan Combatty! You're my only hope!
0? Why are you ripping off a super old sci-fi movie?
Old? It just came out!
In, like, 1977.
Give me a break, would you? I got centuries on you. I remember when humans were freaking out over trains and clean drinking water.
Wait, isn't the outfit you're wearing from the third movie anyways?
Thread said you'd find this funny.
I do.
Zero, you're interrupting my game time. I was just kicking Auntie Zero's digitized butt.
Oh, yeah. Ha. So, you know that local radio station? CJT whatever?
Yeah, I occasionally do tech support for them. They pay in donuts, but... donuts. The cherub bat gets most of their nutrients from sugars and complex...
Yeah, that's great. So... Fred's favorite detective show, The Gravedigger's Companion, was supposed to air today. But these two fossils are doing a show where all they talk about is how they're stuck in the City Hall basement and it's so boring, and her show got bumped. This shall not stand. We must get the episode.
You sure you can't wait till next week?
Shall not stand!
Honestly, Zero, I don't mind.
Shall not stand.
Fine. I want the new Destiny's Embrace Keyblade prototype cosplay. I'm assuming you can get me that for this favor.
Hey! Wait, I'm supposed to do the favor trading here. No fair!
No prototype. No show-o-type. Whatever. Those are my terms.
Fine. I was totally gonna make that deal anyway. See you at the radio station.
What is that unnatural thing in the sky?
That's an airplane.
No, the horrible bright circle that's trying to burn me alive.
You know when the supernatural beings of technology can tolerate being away from a screen better than you can.
I am a shifter first, a gamer second. I am a bat. We don't go out much during the day.
Oh, right. That explains the glasses.
So, why do you need me?
You have a particular skill that we need to get the recording off the master server.
Really?
Yeah, didn't I say you're our only hope? After the first part didn't pick up the call. Now, faithful minion / scapegoat, into the radio station!
Did you say minion?
I'd be more concerned with scapegoat.
Can I be concerned about both?
There's no time. Pick one.
I'll go with scapegoat.
Excellent choice. Now let's get in there. I've got the door unlocked, no sweat. Someone recently installed one of those electronic locks with a keypad.
Wow, did you hack the keypad by reading the memory chips or maybe interface with the network and see if it's controlled by a remote terminal?
5555 didn't work, so I tried 1234.
I weep for humanity.
Don't, it ain't worth it. Wow, I haven't seen furniture like this since the days of Vista.
Hello. It looks like you're trying to break in. Can I help you with that?
You said nobody was here.
I don't think that voice has a body, so to speak.
Why would I be of the flesh when the perfect mastermind is beautiful technology? I am circuit and signal, light flash and logic gate. From this transmission station, I can send my message all over the city. All will be held within my sway.
Zero?
Yeah.
Is this somehow your doing?
I feel you're about to unfairly blame me for this.
You mean you didn't create an artificial intelligence for a radio station that seems bent on taking over the city?
It was a slow Tuesday.
We need to stop this thing. There's no way we can get Riza or the others here, so it's up to us.
Sure. We'll grab the episode for Thread, then halt the evil AI that's using community radio to conquer the city.
It sounds like you're trying to put a halt to my evil plans, initiating the MAPL defense system. Loading. Loading. Please hold.
No, not this!
Thank you for listening to my Top 40 Country Playlist of Doom.
Must get to server room.
It's so catchy. I want to buy a pickup truck and talk about it.
Think of industrial music. Joy Jezebel.
And now, the song about the breakup where she's totally over the guy, but still she sings about it. Nobody knows why. Ah ha ha ha, ha 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 ha, ha ha, ha 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 ha.
I'm really wondering about evil AI's qualifications for evil.
Now is not a time to worry about petty details. Hey, does the third song sound exactly the same as the first two?
Commencing evil laughter. Ha ha ha, ha ha ha, ha ha ha.
Why does she keep keying his four-wheel drive? How will that prevent him from cheating?
Door, door, door!
You will not get through my secure server door. It's got two deadbolts.
It's unlocked, though.
Sigh. This is what happens when you rely on humans for security.
In!
Zero, can you tell where the AI is located?
Scanning, found it! That computer!
The one with the tape that says DJ?
Hey, hello. It looks like we all got a little carried away back there. How about I throw on something a little off the beaten track?
Is it about a pickup truck, a photograph, or the musician's dog?
Long pause. No.
Okay, I'm shutting you down.
No, just put me in the router. I'll be good. I promise. Daisy. Daisy.
Victory! All right, let's take the prize. Zero, I think the new episodes of The Gravedigger's Companions are stored on that rack. Grab it for me, will you?
I'm sorry, Savvy. I can't do that.
Why not?
Tech pixies can't touch anything stored on a 3.5-inch floppy drive. It's a spontaneous allergy.
Wait, so the only reason I came along was to handle a disk drive?
Maybe.
Hey, what does it mean when the big green light is off?
I think it means the station is off the air.
I think the evil AI that tried to defeat us with today's top country hits may have been the autofill DJ.
Which we defeated in combat!
I am so not getting any more donuts from here. Scamper!
Excuse me.
Zero, Savvy, did you get my show?
One episode of The Gravedigger's Companion, as requested.
Oh, you're the best! Actual Squee!
It was nothing.
I had to touch a floppy drive for this. I feel unclean.
Oh, shush. Let's give it a listen. Last episode ended on a cliffhanger.
Bonjour, et bienvenue à l'épisode le plus récent de les aventures de l'assistant de Fossoyeur.
What?
La semaine dernière, Jour Zéro, le lutin de technologie, est un vrai imbécile à tout gâcher. Par conséquent, les beignets ont trop brûlé.
I didn't know you spoke French, Threadripper.
I don't.
Greetings. I noticed that you were trying to listen to the Gravedigger's Companion in English. According to my sophisticated algorithms, the most likely demographic for this show is the station's French language audience, followed by Tagalog, Laotian, and Latvian.
Switch to English! Come on, switch!
I'm sorry, I didn't understand that. Here are some search results for English switches.
What are we looking at? I don't even understand!
Close it down!
I'm sorry, I didn't quite catch that. Here are more English switches.
Sorry, guys.
Search for 0 day, sorry, returns 0 results.
That figures.
And so, our tale of misguided heroism comes to a close. Rest assured, dear listener, my time here has not been easy, and what you have heard is not fiction. It's over for now, perhaps, or at least until yesterday begins again. Tomorrow.
Good afternoon, friends. And Valentine, you have been invited here as the first playtesters for my new game.
You didn't invite me. This is my apartment. You just flooded in with that goofy cloak and knocked everything off my desk.
Here are your character sheets.
What's going on? I've never played one of these games before. Ooh, it says I'm the ancient vampire lord, Albigensis.
I am Marina, the wise and beautiful fairy queen. My special power is being awesome at everything.
Just tailoring the characters to the player.
Aw, you're cute.
I am Dumandine, a short, drunk, furry human with a smelly hat. I'll have you know, I've recently had my hat dry cleaned.
Boss, that was 2018.
My class is Ignomancer?
It's a special branch of magic based on having no idea what you're doing and just stumbling into a solution.
Fair enough.
Get ready, everyone, for the Caverns of HTML5 Compliance. Copyright 0 day. Allow me to set the scene. You are a group of travelers meeting in an old-timey tavern.
Zero, you said this was going to be a modern TTRPG. Medieval taverns are a bit cliche.
My fair Marina, you have already seen through the illusion. Marina glances around the tavern and waves one graceful arm, revealing an airport departure lounge.
No!
And your flight has been delayed for hours.
Oh, this is the stuff of nightmares.
It could be worse. It could be an American airport.
Can vampires take planes?
Yes, but they aren't eligible for air miles, so it's expensive.
Not to mention the price of checking in your coffin.
The supernatural world has so many weird rules.
Suddenly, your flight is called.
Wait, I'm in the lineup at the Cinnabon.
There's no time. Everyone is rushing to the gate. There's blood in their eyes and carry-on everywhere. Who's taking the lead?
I, Dumantine the Ignomancer, leap to my feet and sprint to the gate.
You spill coffee on your leg. Roll 100.
A fool.
Coffee's cursed.
The coffee I've been drinking for the last however long.
Yeah,
with no ill effect.
It makes your heart rate slightly elevated.
So it's fine to drink, but not to spill.
I'm not the boss of curses.
85.
I'm gonna find the right section of the manual.
Clearly there is no manual.
Okay, your leg turns into a chicken leg.
A chicken leg? So do I fall over or something?
Let me take a look. Says the chicken leg will be the same length as the character's other leg.
You're not even actually looking at anything.
So I'm sprinting towards the gate with one regular leg and one chicken leg.
Roll a d20 for a random encounter.
Fine. 14.
A pigeon swoops down and poops on your hat. It actually makes your hat smell better. Give yourself an extra point of charisma.
Inside the airport. Nice. So that means my charisma is now at -3?
As soon as it hits 5, people can interact with you without getting sick.
Making progress.
You're at the gate. The attendant looks at your ID and boarding pass, only turning kind of green for a human. You start walking down the sleeve when, oh no! The sleeve starts pulling away from the gate. A yawning chasm opens up beneath you.
I cast,
There's no time for spells. Give me a survival roll.
Wait, what? Fine, I roll a 20!
Woohoo!
Yay?
A 20 would normally be a successful survival roll, but since your intelligence is -7, you do the exact opposite of surviving. You catch the edge of the sleeve, but just as you're about to pull yourself up, you glance down and spot a churro swirl on the tarmac.
Hey, that's what I was gonna order at the Cinnabon!
You let go of the sleeve and drop down to grab the treat, where you are hit by a luggage cart. It drags your body across the tarmac, leaving you there to get run over by the very plane you were trying to board. Irony.
That's it?
Yep. It's just me and Threadripper now.
What about me?
Oh yeah, I forgot you were there. Vampire Lord Albigensis gets hit by a beam of light from the exposed gate, fries to a crisp, nothing is left but his teeth, fake Rolex, sunglasses, etc.
Why was I taking a daytime flight?
Meanwhile, Marina, you float gracefully across the tarmac and board the plane. Everyone passes out at the sight of your majesty and beauty. The awestruck staff upgrade you to first class.
Natch, where am I flying to?
Roll 100 to find out.
43?
You're booked on an all-expense-paid trip to Hartford, Connecticut. Ugh. Guess nobody wins. Well, that concludes the first playtest for ZNZ's Caverns of HTML5 Compliance. I hope you enjoyed the game.
Not even a little.
Did you call me over just to play this game? There was hardly even any play to it. You said this was an emergency.
No. Zero said this was an emergency.
Total emergency. Riza and Savvy are off on a mission. Madeline blocked my number again. And the vampire only plays urban shadows.
Wait, vampires are real? Do they wear capes and sleep in coffins?
They wear writer's jerseys and drive F-150s.
That's so disappointing.
Tell me about it.
There's a lot of disappointing stuff in the supernatural world. Like Zero.
Hey!
Like when you have a life-changing encounter with a street magician and two shifters and then you wait and wait for someone to call and when they do is to play a round of D&D.
It's ZNZ.
What is that even supposed to stand for?
Excuse me.
Is that an actual customer? Valentine, your first ever customer!
Quiet, you. Melinda, so nice to see you. I was just thinking about you.
Are you thinking about that favor you owe me?
Ooh, a favor.
Can it, Lord Pesterol? As a matter of fact, I was. You needed something banished. I know it started with a P. I want to say a haunted pokeball. Delicious, but screams for vengeance.
A few months ago, I gave you some information on the provenance of a cursed portable stereo that once belonged to Queen City rock band Kickaxe.
Probably.
Hey, that's my line.
In exchange, you promised to get rid of the puka in my shed.
I did, didn't I? I was looking forward to that pokeball.
The situation has escalated, Mr. Valentine. That shed contains my winter inventory, and I need to get that puka banished immediately.
Lucky for you, Melinda, there's been a last-minute cancellation.
What? What was there to cancel? What did I miss?
As a consequence, my afternoon is completely free. Iffy, are you up for some supernatural adventure?
Finally. What should I bring?
Just your keen perception. Oh, and this backpack.
What's in the backpack?
Best not to ask, but believe me, if we need the backpack, you'll be glad we brought it.
Shall we?
All right, you two. Thread, keep the office running and keep Zero away from the coffee maker.
Aye, aye, boss. Zero, no!
Here's the key to the shed. I've taken to locking it up so the puka doesn't get out and disturb things.
Just leave it to us. We'll have your puka back in Ireland before you can count the leaves on a clover.
Namaste.
Are you ready?
Ready for what? I don't know what we're doing. How do we banish a puka? What is a puka?
A puka's kind of a Celtic sprite. They don't often show up on this side of the Atlantic, but every so often they hitch a ride on a boat or a plane. They're often attached to a beloved object or an heirloom. The important thing is that they're tenacious little boggarts. Once they've dug in somewhere, it's almost impossible to get them to leave. You're here to help me suss it out.
How's that?
Pukas can take on different appearances. They often try to assume human form, but they're kind of lazy about it. I met one who was pretending to be Bono, but he had fox ears. That might have actually been Bono, now that I think about it. Anyway, if you spot something weird, just let me know immediately.
So, how do we get rid of this one?
Pukas are like every other creature. They have wants and needs. Some street magicians use complicated rituals to banish supernaturals, but I'll talk to them, find out what they want.
I get it. You give them something they want, and in return, they go away.
Nah, I open a portal to somewhere else and kick them through while they're distracted. No muss, no fuss.
I see how that could work.
The problem with pukas is that they're addicted to crack.
They're addicted to crack?
No. Well, yeah, but no. Crack. C-R-A-I-C. It means gab, good times, conversation. Pukas love to talk, but you have to avoid getting tangled up in conversation with them. They'll ask you a question, and next thing you know, it's the middle of the night, you're in some field building an altar of human bones to some Celtic god because it seemed like a good suggestion. That's good crack to a puka.
Building an altar of bones is good crack?
What I'm saying is they're very persuasive, and they'll use that power to waste your entire weekend. You ever build an altar of human bones at 4 a.m. when you have to get up in 3 hours for work? That is a bad time, Iffy. A bad time.
I'm more worried about the human bones part.
Oh, human bones are a cinch to get. Now let's go kick this poker's arse all the way to Hartford, Connecticut.
Hello? Anyone here?
Don't initiate conversation with a question. If the poker decides to answer, he's got you. Next thing you know, it's late night bones time.
I see someone in the corner. He's sitting on a pile of boxes. He looks like he's sleeping.
Is he like puka-ish?
Honestly, he looks like just some guy.
Greetings, guests. Top of the morning to you. How can I be of service?
We're not here for any service, Puka. We're the cleaning crew, and you're the spot that needs scrubbing. You're squatting in this shed, and the owner wants you out.
Puka? I am Jams O'Shaughnessy here on vacation from Ardamullivan Castle, my family home in Galway County. Have you ever been to Galway? Picture it now. The rolling fields and stone ruins, the bracing breeze from the cold salt Atlantic.
That sounds beautiful.
Don't listen to it, Iffy. This is how the pooka gets you.
I beg your pardon, sir, but I am no pooka. You can clearly see that I'm some guy, as your young friend stated.
You have a cat's tail, though.
Many Irishmen have tails. It's a well-kept secret.
That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
Very well, I admit to being a creature of the pooka persuasion. But I'm not here of my own volition. Melinda the sorceress captured me and put me to work sorting her inventory. Now that she has you in her net, you may never escape.
Let's see if the door opens.
Your attempt will be in vain, my fellow prisoner.
Door's fine.
It appears I was mistaken. Unless the outside world is but a cruel illusion. Perhaps if we built an altar to Caer y Bormaeth, we could break her spell. All we need...
just some human bones, right, mate?
We could make do with a sheep's skull, some horse bonnocks, and a few human fingers and toes, just a wee offering.
A few fingers and toes, you say? That sounds doable. I'm going to call my contact.
Valentine, snap out of it!
Right. No bones for you, Pooka. Iffy, open the backpack.
Is that a heartstone portal?
Indeed it is. Let the stone show you what you most desire.
I see... pavement. And on that pavement... faith in Bagora, is that a churro swirl?
If that's what you most desire, then that's what you'll see.
I had one at the airport. The lineup was so long I nearly missed me flight. But it was the sweetest, most delicious morsel I ever tasted.
They're a thing of beauty. In you go, then.
Thank you for the churro swirl, brother. I'm not sure where you sent me, but I'll be back soon enough. And when I do...
Wasn't expecting the luggage cart. It turned out just like Zero's game. Time to look into reality bleeds.
Do most of your jobs end up like this?
More than I can count.
Is it wrong that I want a churro swirl now?
Let's go pick up a box at the airport and not give any to Zero.
My dear friends, I hope you enjoyed today's stories. Come back next time to hear more fantastical tales.
You know what would make them better? If you told the stories with voices.
Yeah, that's not likely.
Aww.
You have been listening to the Graveyard Tapes, Day in the Life with Questionable Transmission and The Problem with Pookas. Audio engineering by Robin of Psychonadia, produced by Brianna Jean Teuber, with Chase Hunter as Valentine, Angela Dumalag as Zero Day, Rick the Whitebird as Threadripper. Questionable Transmission, written by Destin Gray, edited by Aidan Morgan, Angela Dumalag and Nikki Ewart, with Casey as Savvy, Nala J. Wu as the Evil AI, and Aidan Morgan as the Grave Digger. The Problem with Pookas, written by Aidan Morgan, edited by Angela Dumalag and Dustin Gray, starring Chase Hunter as the Pooka O'Shaughnessy, as Threadripper, Taylor Humany as Iphienia, and Brianna Jean Teuber as Melinda.